Let's talk a little bit about stocking distributors, okay? Wholesale distributors that have inventory, that they sell from that inventory. There are three areas that represent 90% of a wholesale distributor's core business. Sales and marketing, big time. They are sales and marketing organizations. Inventory planning, forecasting, and controlling. And accounts receivable management is the third one, that collecting their money. Okay, wholesale distributors, stocking wholesale distributors, a few examples of those are auto parts, electrical supply houses, plumbing supply houses, building materials supply houses, food distributors, battery distributors, power tools, fasteners, restaurant equipment, and supplies. And a few questions to ask these businesses is, do you know your profitability by product or product line? How many times do you turn your inventory? Notice I didn't say monthly, quarterly, annually, just how many times do you turn your inventory? The reason that's important is most of the time, a high percentage of the time, inventory is purchased with borrowed money, and the inventory carrying cost, the interest on the inventory, money is, it goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so it doesn't take a holiday and it doesn't work from 7 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. So the objective is to turn the inventory as quickly as possible. How do you control your inventory? Do you take a physical inventory, in other words, wall to wall, count everything item by item, or annually or in some period of time? Or do you do some cycle counting? Cycle counting is where on an interval, whether it's monthly or weekly, you take a few selected items and you count them physically in the warehouse, then you compare it to what your perpetual inventory system says you should have. Now, one thing also, when you continually are short, physically short inventory, as opposed to what your inventory system says, your perpetual inventory system says you should have, you've got a theft problem. However, when one time you're over in physical count compared to your perpetual inventory, the next time you're less than, that's a systems problem. But if you continually come up short, physical inventory wise, count wise, compared to your perpetual inventory, you have a theft problem. Are you a master distributor? There are not many of those left. Master distributors sell to other wholesale distributors, okay? They're on the endangered species list because the manufacturer wants to go direct, okay, on that, improves their margin. What percentage of your sales are from stock? That determines if they're a stocking distributor. If they have just some demo stock and then they do drop shipping, what they'll do is they'll go out and sell four green widgets to one of their customers. Then they call up the widget manufacturer and say, send four green widgets to my customer I just sold, and oh, by the way, send me a commission check. That's a non-stocking distributor or a brokerage operation. Okay. How do you approach the marketplace? Do you sell direct with your own sales force? Do you sell to brokers? Do you use independent contractors or agents?